Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is actually a Brain Junk Moon Junk episode.
Ooh.
It never occurred to me to think about what's up there, both intentionally left as well as just products of missions. Well, we need to know that.
Because, I mean, I know they left bits and pieces of, like, spaceship that couldn't come with them, but I didn't even think about, like, a hammer or a bolt or a sneaker.
Yeah. There are a lot of chunks of space mission stuff. All the Apollo missions left some of that kind of thing behind. And that's the least exciting stuff. So the hammer. Let's talk about the hammer first.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what on earth is an astronaut doing with a hammer? What are you hammering?
Rock?
And no. This is an Apollo 15 mission. David Scott carried out an experiment on the moon. Galileo did dropping the hammer at the same time to see which would fall to the ground first. That feather is lighter and the air pressure glides it down slower. So on the moon, when you drop the feather and when you drop the hammer, there is no air pressure and they hit the ground simultaneously.
No.
Yes. Because to see a hammer and a feather fall at the same rate would be a little weird and surreal looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of creeped out.
Yes, exactly. And you know, everything that they take to the moon is so carefully measured and so well thought out that even the feather is special. It came from Baggin, who is the Air Force Academy's mascot, or was in 1971. Should I talk about some other? Oh, here's a fun one. There are 96 bags of human waste on the moon. So, that's some space junk right there. In addition to just offloading anything with weight that they can leave behind, they do want to study things like that. Like, what does the effect of this atmosphere have on this human waste product? So, got plenty to study there.
I feel like that's an excuse. That sounds like something your kid would say when you're like, why is that moldy sandwich on the floor? You know, why didn't you throw that away?
Right. Apollo 16 astronaut Charles Duke left a picture of his family on the moon, and it looks like it's in a plastic bag or encased in plastic in some way. In the back, it says, this is the family of astronaut Charlie Duke from planet Earth who landed on the moon on April 20th, 1972.
That's cool.
Yes. And sadly, if extraterrestrials have arrived at the moon in the recent past, they will just see the frame and a white piece of paper because the UV rays on the moon are so strong. There's no wind. It's not weather wearing it. It's UV rays there's no picture left.
Wow.
Sadly. But the thing that Charlie Duke touched is on the moon. There's tons of flags on the moon, or at least there are tons of flagpoles on the moon because, again, UV rays. Each Apollo mission took a flag up. Apollo 17, the flag that was planted there, had already been to the moon. It was carried to the moon and back on Apollo 11, and it hung on the wall of mission control. So a space flag had come back and hung on mission control's wall.
Wow. So what you're saying is that the next group of people that go to the moon have a lot of picking up to do.
Probably so. Yeah. There's a little piece of art up there. An artist named Forrest Myers created a tiny little ceramic tile, 3/4 inch by 1/2 inch tiny, that had six different artists' work, including Andy Warhol. And they stuck it to the side of the lunar modules.
That's so tiny. How does that have six different people's work on there?
I don't know. Let's see. What else do I have here that's fun? There's a lot of stuff on the moon. Alan Shepard snuck a golf club on. Somebody had to have helped him because if you look up this golf club, it comes apart like a tent post. So the sections pull away from each other and there's a rope or something, some sort of elastic, and it can fold. But that's how he got a golf club into his gear and then shot those two. So two golf balls are still on the moon.
Nice.
Yeah. That's my moon junk.
We didn't just leave footprints.
That's right. Nope. Which those will last for millennia, apparently, because there is no wind. Nothing's going to blow those away. It's all just going to be sitting there where they left it. And so some mom's going to go up there someday and say, seriously, pick up, please.
That was excellent. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.